Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Piggy on fire! Side of the devil! Side of the devil! Mischief! 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 Mischief!
What is that from?
Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
That's a niche reference from City on Fire! The Beggar Woman.
I know Sweeney Todd, but I don't.
Hey, don't I know you, mister? That,
wow.
I alienated at least 90% of my audience.
At least.
And you're welcome.
You know, after a live show this weekend, I'm going to say 85. Because we got We got some theater loving sissies.
That's true.
It's true.
They all knew our closing song, which was kind of strange.
It was kind of weird, yeah.
This is Below Dick.
Below Dick. Season 9, episode 4. Pissed on chickens can't compare.
That's a Captain Lee special.
You know what? I'm saying what I normally say for me, or you say to me, I don't know what that means.
That he was pissed off. In other words, when he's like a pissed on chicken.
Oh, pissed on. Okay. Yeah. I just heard chickens and I got scared.
I assume pissed on chickens are angry.
Chickens are always angry. Do we need to get into this?
Submit, want to marry me? Submit, you pissed on me. You're not marrying me, Submit.
So you guys, we're into our first. Oh, is this our second charter? I can't remember.
This is our second, because they did one that, remember, it was like a whole.
It was so short.
It was so short.
And yeah.
It's like everybody was lovely. But remember, they were drinkers, but they were nice.
Oh, yeah.
But Frasier was having to make the cocktails.
Frasier.
Same thing. They call him Frasier on the show,
too. I know.
Too.
I feel bad.
Because his parents spelled his name wrong.
No, they spelled exactly what it's supposed to be. Frasier. F-A-R-S-E-R.
But that nobody pronounced.
I know.
Everybody's thinking,
baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Speaking of.
Kelsey Grammer pisses me off.
It is true. We're not saying anything, but Seattle, be on the lookout. That's all we're saying.
Seattle, Portland.
Now, just saying, you might want to perk your ears up for the next couple of weeks.
Might want to look out.
You might want to tell your husband that you need to stay for a rainy day.
And tell your husband he's coming and be prepared to stay out late.
I didn't see you until today. I don't know what happened. You know what? I'm not going to ask. You don't want me to pry on your life, but when you disappear after 11:45 at night.
It was like a carnival of souls.
I don't need to know. I don't want to know, because if I don't know, I can't be implicated.
I can't be implicated.
I can't get arrested. An accomplice.
You can't be an accomplice. You did not willfully abet me.
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's better that you don't know.
It's better.
Most things were illegal in 48 states.
We need to move into this. I don't think we have any announcements, do we? Single Life is
Single Life on our $5 Patreon tier.
Coming out.
Tiger Queens. I think it's out 17th. So yeah. It's probably out soon.
There hasn't even really been a trailer.
That was profound.
Soon.
So it's probably out soon.
Well, this is going to air on, oh, today. It airs, this airs on the 17th, so.
So Tiger Queens is out now, or Tiger King Part 2.
We don't know if it's going to be good
we
or not.
We don't know if it's going to be good. We're going to cover it. We don't know how many episodes we'll use, because it may just be the dregs.
Y'all, if it's a bunch of shit where they're just reshowing shit that we already saw before.
That'll really piss me off.
It'll piss me off, and I'm not going to cover every episode.
I don't think Carol Baskin is even participating.
No, because she's on the new Discovery Plus show.
Oh.
Did you not see that? There's a whole new Discovery Plus called Carol Baskin, and it's about her investigating something about, like, with Tiger King. It's like Discovery Plus is trying to get on the action. Basically, they gave Carol Baskin a better offer than Netflix, and she said, fuck off.
I don't care about it. Carol Baskin. She creeps me out.
You haven't seen it. Every time you go to Discovery Plus now, it's in the top of the thing.
Oh,
sissies,
I think
let us know, because I know
I've seen it, but
it.
I have selective viewing. I just unless there's a dick in my peripheral vision,
that's true. You know, that's fair.
I'm not going to be paying attention.
Driver, pull the bus around. I've seen a dick in my peripheral. Thank you,
driver. Hang a U-turn, please. Speaking of, did anyone see the girthy bulge that was in Jake's Calvin Klein's?
Oh.
Now, I didn't say it was big. It's girthy, though.
Oh.
It's soft and girthy
and
lovely.
Yes. Jake and his Calvin Klein's was a moment.
That was a moment of this show.
I understand why Fraser is completely...
Because she a dick pig.
Y'all.
She's also...
She's desperately throwing herself at him. Yeah.
We had a listener, and we said, you know, Fraser is a fem top. And a listener, I think on Twitter, said, that's called a blouse.
That was really funny.
So, y'all, Fraser's a blouse. He's a blouse.
I will say.
Nice feminine top.
He is desperate and throwing himself at him, and Jake and I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Fraser's turning, I never say this, because he's not usually my type. Fraser's becoming cuter for me and more interesting. He would actually destroy me in person. He would be so shady with me.
I think I probably dislike him a little more because I think that Fraser, and we saw a little bit of Coming Next Week, I think he's one of those queens that talks bad about everybody behind their back.
Of course he does. We've seen that from episode one.
Yeah, and so he's just going to be one of those kind of like not confident queens who has to back talk everybody.
Honestly, he's right about Jessica, though.
It's not that he's wrong, but he's just, it's... I think he wants to usurp Heather's position.
Of course he does.
Yeah. So it's not like I don't like
understand
him. Don't trust him at all.
No, I would never trust him.
No.
No, if he and I worked on the same...
It took me about 4 years before I trusted you.
Well, that's actually quite a short time normally. For people to you probably shouldn't trust me all the way. Yeah. Just saying.
The bodies I've...
I've got some stuff in the works.
Yeah, but the bodies I've buried for you...
It's true. You still don't know my whole master plan. Good thing you don't.
But
every time I give you a bottle of water, does it taste a little bitter?
A little bitter. Just a little bit more and more morphine. But he is attractive. He's totally attractive. And he's got a huge dick.
I know. It's
he's
the biggest
got a
dick on board.
Huge monster dick.
Yeah. Even bigger than Jake's.
Yeah. But he would never give me the time of day.
No.
No.
But I'm saying I kind of like his energy among the crew when they're having fun.
I do like that. I do like that as well, yeah. I think that's kind of almost in a way, I think that's who he really is. But when he's doing service in front of guests, it's almost like he's got to be Mr. Perfect. Not that's it. It's the perfectionist thing.
Yeah.
That's what irks me.
He is his job. He can't be one of those people who separates from what he works, for what he does. His accomplishments shouldn't reflect him.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with if he can make a cocktail, it's nothing to do with him as a person.
Yeah. He doesn't understand that though. Shall we talk about our what do we call these? Tea bags?
We've been saying tea bags.
We should call these anchors.
Anchors.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I need to find a way around this. Fenders.
Fenders?
I
think
teabag
still works.
Maybe.
It harkens back to some of the old times.
Teabags. So
the OGs from TVT time.
Can I just start with one of my favorite lines in this entire episode? Came from where Justin has been. You know, this is still the second act of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes.
When they're fighting and at one point I think Colin, his friend, Justin's friend, says, yeah. Justin is screaming and going,
this is when they go in the bedroom.
You need to jump off the fucking boat. You got to blah, blah, blah. And Justin is yelling at everyone, calling everyone every name in the book.
Even Heather,
he's yelling at the staff.
Yes.
And at one point, Colin said, what's your fucking problem? How dare you do this? And Justin says, that's a bit much. I do believe, sir. That's a bit much. Yeah. I can't believe you went that far.
Yeah, he said, you're being a self-centered piece of shit.
He's like, well, that's a bit much.
That's a bit much. And I went,
all of a sudden, he turns into the Dowager Countess.
Boy.
He's got hurt feelings.
Justin is like,
that's a bit much.
Oh, man. These are like the worst people.
Hate them.
You know what he kind of sparks in me? He's the type of guy that, like when I've been in, I don't really have that so much here in LA, but if we're in places back in Oklahoma or Texas or wherever I've been, if I'm at a bar and there's a group of like guys like that, straight white guys that are acting like that, those are the guys that bullied me.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that started calling me faggot and stuff like that. So if I'm in a place like that, I get really uncomfortable and I just want to leave.
No, he's got that energy.
Yeah, he has that energy. And I'm not saying he's not clearly
right
homophobic, or maybe he is,
but
he's
the energy,
on a trip with two gay men.
The
so.
Energy reminds yes. you of it.
Yeah. So no, I'm not saying he's homophobic.
I know I can see that. I can totally see it.
It makes me go, ugh.
What's your next
like
one?
Like Heather, I was bullied and it's triggering to me. I'm just like Heather.
Well, the response to response to what Heather said, the thing about it is you would look at Heather and say, she's looks like Sarah Paulson. She's a really pretty girl. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty, pretty woman. Remember, you guys, anyone can be bullied at any time. So not even pretty people or attractive people, you can be bullied.
You can be bullied. You know, one of my very good friends is from Hawaii. And she talked about even being like in certain, like she's Japanese.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of Japanese people in Hawaii, but also too in places there, this, I forgot what it's called. There's this phrase in Hawaii of people who aren't like native.
I know what you're talking about,
Hawaiian.
But I can't remember it.
So, you know, maybe she's telling, I think that she probably was bullied for being a blonde white girl.
But I'm saying that there is this idea that, look at you, you're attractive. You couldn't have been, because she said she was the only white blonde girl in her class.
Yeah, everyone has a past.
Right. What's your,
was
wow, that your,
I just said that word and you didn't respond.
Page to page to page.
I wondered when that was going to happen. So my first one is, let's just get into it. This is kind of all over, but I'm gonna make a statement, and I don't know if people are gonna agree with me or not on this. I know a lot of people are like, Heather's annoying. Heather, I have some problems with her managerial style, but she's not really annoying to me. However, Jessica bugs the fucking shit out of me.
I kind of was fed up with her as well this episode.
She's just kind of basic and just kind of
I just kind of want to lie here.
Y'all, she's that person that just complained that we're coming out of a pandemic and she has to get out of her room and stop watching Netflix when everyone else has been shut inside their homes dying for human connection.
I just want to watch Love Life on Netflix.
And I'm not saying you can't be an introvert. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's just, I bet she whined then, and she's whining now.
I love romantic comedies.
Yeah, like, she says, oh, being a boat is such hard work. And I'm like, look, I've only seen one season of this show, but if Poodle had said, hey, we're going to talk about people that work on a ship, I would probably say, I bet that's hard work. It doesn't take a boat savant to know.
She does say, I just wish I was at home eating a burrito and listening to my music.
What do you think she listens to, Poodle?
Oh, it's Oh, God. It's all top 40.
Mm-hmm. What song do you think she feels like is like a diary of her life?
Oh, God. I think I would say, oh, she's so basic. It's hard to come up with one.
It's hard to come up with one.
You know what it would be?
Uh-huh.
She would be really into a lot of Selena Gomez's edgier tracks.
Which some of them are good.
I like Selena Gomez.
I love Selena Gomez, but I get what you mean. Like
she's like, she gets me. Selena Gomez is edgy.
I do love Selena. I want to see that new... That came.
She would totally... She's a Taylor Swift fan. I'm certain of it. She's, but yeah. She doesn't love the harder tracks.
Not the new.
No.
She loves
Red.
Yeah.
She loves, yeah.
Which is just about to come out again.
That's the... Yeah, that's the album.
Taylor.
I think it already has.
I think it maybe like this week.
Yeah. All Too Well, y'all. If you haven't listened to the Taylor's version of All Too Well again, and had some serious thoughts about who it was about or Jake Gyllenhaal and that scarf, you're doing it wrong.
That's about him. I don't know much about Taylor.
Are you Amish? This is cultural zeitgeist.
Did she date
101?
She dated Jake.
Shut up.
I didn't know.
Shut
that.
Up.
I didn't know she dated Jake.
Shut up.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I've heard Jake Gyllenhaal's an asshole.
How did you? Do you just bury yourself in the sand when I don't see you?
I was busy. It was Wonder Woman's 75th anniversary that year. I had a lot going on.
This is in the news. This is, if you open up a magazine or open the internet, you see it.
I was following Linda Carter at the Catalina Jazz Club.
I cannot help you complete your pop culture education that you need to have just to be a citizen of this world. I just can't. So you need to do better.
Speaking of music, did you watch the Adele?
It's taped. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
Or recorded.
I won't say anything. I want you to watch it and then we'll talk about it.
I did see a tweet that said, it was talking about... the headline was, of course, the offensive headline. Even after shedding a few pounds, Adele proves she can still belt out her tunes. And a woman said she lost some weight. She didn't have her voice stolen by a sea witch.
They talk about that on the in the Oprah interview.
Yeah,
because it's mixed with the concert and Oprah.
Liked.
Boy.
So it's good.
It was good.
You won't spare it.
It was. She sounded good. It was good. There's only one part that I thought was kind of weird, but visually, this is. They're going to win an Emmy for like all the cinematography.
Sure.
It's in front of the
observatory.
But it just the way they filmed it, and a lot of people they were supposed to film this those couple of weeks ago when we had all that rain.
Yeah.
So they had to postpone it, but it was after the rain, and so you know how they when the sun
so pretty.
It was one of the most gorgeous things I've seen. It made me fall in love with LA, and so I'm glad I'm back.
How did people get a ticket for the concert?
Oh, wait to see the audience.
Do we know?
No one got a ticket.
Oh, really?
It's an invite. It was. Everybody.
It was like Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Yes.
Like only the Illuminati.
Like, were there. Lizzo was there.
Yeah. You had to.
Ellen was there.
You had to sacrifice a baby.
Tyler
to get
Perry
in.
Was there.
Oh, yeah.
James Corden was there. Well, James Corden, his business partner, Ben Winston, they produced it.
So it's literally not. There's not a single normal person
no,
in that
Adele
audience.
No, and Adele says at the beginning, she's like, I just wanted to invite my close friends that most of you I know, she said, and some of you I don't know, but you knew a friend. You know, she makes a joke.
Okay.
But it's all, yeah. Not even you could have fucked your way into this.
There's a Rothschild just sitting in the front row.
I'm sure there is. There's Kobe Bryant's wife is there. I don't even know all these, like, you know, because her boyfriend is.
The Saudi royal family is in the front row.
It's true. Well, her boyfriend, LeBron James, wasn't there, but her boyfriend, you know, is LeBron James' agent.
Yeah.
And so he is cute. He was there. I mean, it was just like.
The Sultan of Brunei.
Everybody.
With his camels.
I'm sure. Everybody was there. It was like, except I'm surprised Beyonce and Jay-Z weren't there, but they were not. And I did not see a Kardashian.
That's probably on purpose.
But yeah. Other than that. It was just a fucking who's who of who.
Because I was thinking about when that special is filmed. All the time, anytime they do concert specials, y'all, and you're thinking, wonder why I didn't hear about that. Even like big things. It's because no one sold tickets.
Yeah.
This was heavily curated.
Yeah. But it's gorgeous.
I'm sure. I can't wait to watch that.
Anyway.
My next one is there's a little bit of flack. Just to a little plot stuff here. Jake and Wes and Raina, basically, he tells them...
Is Wes getting hotter to you?
He is a little bit. He's still so boring to me.
God, but his body when he came out of that hot tub...
Yeah, it's hot.
Ooh.
What kind of bothers me, his neck is a little long, and every time I stare at it in the back, it's like someone's like stretched him out.
See, I think he can probably suck his own dick. That's what I thought of.
Different strokes.
Different strokes.
Literally. So, Jake, now... You haven't watched as someone who's coming to this.
Mm-hmm.
When Jake said, we're going to take regular shifts, and Raina kind of pushes back. And did you think that Jake was being rude?
Not at all.
Okay, just clarifying.
Not at all.
Some people, you haven't seen the meathead fucking bosuns that we've had before, or lead deckhands. Because if a female deckhand would have said anything, they would have said, so tough shit, bitch, or something like that. So my advice to Raina is to pick her battles when she's talking to someone who's just gotten into lead deckhand.
Well, this isn't
maybe
about,
also you hadn't have made out with them.
That's what this is all about. And Raina thought, because she said it in last episode,
yeah,
oh, good thing that now he's elite, because I made out with him, so now he won't come for me. Honey.
Miscalculation.
He doesn't care.
He's going to actually, what she doesn't realize, he's going to have to be harder on her.
Harder on her to show that he's not favorites.
That tells you she's very young.
That's my note for later, like the way she acts in the hot tub, and I went, oh, she's like, I like her. She seems fun.
She's going to give a lot of flavor to the show. She's going to be fun.
She's 16 years old emotionally.
Yeah. She calls her mom every time something happens.
And like she's saying that she's not probably emotionally attached to Jake. She is.
Yep.
She is.
And especially what happens at the end.
He just said, you know, he said,
this is work.
Yeah. And it's not even like he's saying you have to have this. He's just saying for this charter, you're going to kind of what Kate did.
Yeah.
Right. Is that my understanding? Like she's going to work the morning charters, the morning time just for this, for these people, charter guests.
Yeah.
And then when they leave, they're going to switch.
Yeah. Well, no, we did. Katie did that. Is that what you were talking about?
I said Kate. I'm sorry. I meant Katie. Yeah. Yes.
Switching.
Katie did that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like you're still switching.
Again, this is not something you, with someone who's your superior, regardless if you've made out with them. That's the thing. I don't think some people are realizing that when you, and this is a thing in yachting and in general, like hospitality and luxury hospitality, y'all, when you're playing, you're playing. Then when you are working, some of the making out, unless you are committed to one another, you forget about all that shit.
That's what happens in the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
You go at a party that night at someone's house. You might, you know, rim someone in their bathroom.
I'm not familiar with any of that.
And then I actually was talking about me about that one, to be honest. And then the next day, when they tell you to get your ass in gear and stop lollygagging, you do it.
Exactly. And you don't think about their mouth being on your asshole. No,
yeah. At all. You just move on. And they never call you again.
Nope. So I just want to say,
you gotta put it aside.
I just want to say, buck up, Raina. It's only going to get worse. Find a time where you can choose that battle. I would, someone like poor Riley, who was prickly as a female deckhand. But the things that they said to her, those meatheads, were much worse than any of this. So I'm saying, I wonder what Raina would have done with some South African assholes.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying she should feel lucky that she's not with that, but she should.
She should.
Yeah. Dealing with fucking Zhao or fucking Ashton.
But even if we're not comparing, again, maybe there's something we missed in the edit, but to us, it didn't look like he was being a dick about it.
Yeah.
Now,
kind of needless drama.
Now, Jake even said, like, are you okay with this change? Now, then Jake just, I think what Jake isn't great at, Raina says, I'm frustrated. And then Jake, Raina needs constant validation, y'all.
Yeah.
She needs constant validations from people's words, from physicality.
Which is not going to bode well
and
for
so
yacht
work. And
so
when she said, I'm frustrated, and Jake said, there's nothing to be frustrated about. That completely shut her down.
Yeah, and you don't tell someone how to feel.
And like someone in the so Eddie in a leadership position, if I saw that, I would say, hey, this is how you talk to people. Because what he did later,
yeah, Eddie
was way better.
Well, it really amazes me. We're gonna talk about this a little bit later. Eddie has come so far in where he has.
But y'all, when you're a leader, you have to validate feelings, even if in your head. Do y'all know how many times someone said to me, oh, da-da, in my head, I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I got to validate this to make everything work.
I know I need that a little bit if you're working with me.
We all need that.
I need to at least say you heard my idea.
I think we all need that.
Yeah.
Full stop.
So I just want to talk about the next thing I have.
Oh, wait. Before, did you? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, actually. No, it's your turn, actually.
I'm going to bring something back.
Okay.
I don't have a tea bag. Instead, I have strong tea.
Strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables. Yo, this is an old segment.
An old segment.
How dare I not do at the end of that.
We could have.
I pioneered the.
We could have used this for Justin. Maybe I think we should bring quote and quotables back.
I think we need to bring quote and quotables because back, y'all. That is a segment we probably haven't done. I don't think we've ever done on Reality Gaze.
I think we used to do that on TVT Time
and Riverdale.
We used to do it on River Mails. Yeah.
Strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables.
By the way, I think Riverdale's coming back with Sabrina. Now, this week.
Yeah, we're not watching it.
We're not watching it, but sissies, let us know. If gay stuff happens, and by gay stuff, not with
Kevin,
want but if
full
Archie...
on...
If I need to see Cole Sprouse on a bed...
Spread eagle.
And I need to see Archie on top of him with his beautiful arched back, with his
pummeling
buttocks,
him.
Just flexing into his asshole.
Yes.
If you... Pardon me. If you see that, I got verklempt. Call us.
Okay. Otherwise, it's no go for
it's
me.
It's true. So my quote unquotable is actually Captain Lee, because when they tell Captain Lee, when Eddie tells him and then Heather tells him what happened the night before, Captain Lee says, it makes me want to take a shit on his mother's dinner plate. And I went... Well, that's a new one.
You're going to be treated to a lot of those.
I love this man.
I know. I knew you would.
Makes me want to take a shit on his mother's plate. I'm going to use that.
He's got a lot of them.
Oh,
he's got a lot of great ones.
It kind of reminds me of my dad.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to say about someone you've talked about having sexual feelings
no,
for.
No, not that part. Well, now you've ruined him for me. I was just going to say how he says things like my dad says.
Yeah, you kind of ruined it for me, too. So there is, I won't go into it, but Captain Lee says, you know, to the guests, don't do this again. And I think the most disturbing thing about this was how neither of the guests really remembered what they did or said.
No, and Justin even said, if I could get some clarification.
Y'all.
And Captain Lee's like, no.
Y'all.
Justin wasn't that drunk.
Yeah, well.
He was, but. He was not slurring.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, but think about it. Think about the difference of him and like Terry and Michael.
Yeah.
When you're really drunk, this is bar none. When someone's really drunk, they slur their words.
Yeah, you're right.
They're kind of like hard for them to walk. That was Terry. That was Michael.
Yeah.
Justin was not.
This was
white hot rage.
I don't even know. But I think it's just the lack of accountability.
Oh, yes.
And
it
just
was terrible.
Just let people tell you what happened. Anyway.
He apologized later.
I need this is my
to
next
Heather,
one.
At least.
I need to talk about Heather trying to make Leonard happen.
I do enjoy Leonard. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but you call it an early dinner or a late lunch.
I've heard people say Leonard before.
I don't like it.
I don't love the word.
I know there's, it sounds like
brunch sounds good.
It sounds like a medieval guild, yes, or something, or like a medieval way of living. Like, this is, so we have the serfs over here, then we have the group of Lenners. The Lenners are somehow involved with taking strings of wheat.
It's like
and
people
meshing
that are,
them together.
Yes, if someone was a sinner and a leper,
yes,
they would be a Lenner.
A Lenner. I guess I prefer Lenner to Dunch.
Dunch.
Because that's dinner plus lunch.
Dunch.
Dunch.
We always say early supper.
Yeah,
that's what we would say.
Well, in a southern context, this is weird. Dinner is actually the meal eaten in the middle of the day.
It is.
Like, supper is later, and it's usually smaller. That's a very farming way to think about it. Because I grew up saying, and my father's family, because a lot of them were farmers, my father would say, when's dinner for lunch? And then when is supper for dinner? That's what,
you know, what? I think my dad says that.
Yep. It's a farming community thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yep.
I will say.
No one cares.
I have to say, I enjoyed, again, another quote and quotable is when Justin apologizes to Heather, and Heather says, every day is a new day. And then
new page.
Every day is a new day. But then she says, as fucking passive aggressive and bitch as she should, because he's a dick, she looks at him and says, enjoy the blank page.
Yeah.
And I went, Poodle's going to use that.
I will say, I do like her a little more. I think her managerial style with the people under her is not going to pay off well for her.
That's the difference. I actually think, like, hanging out with her, being around her would be fine, but she's too insecure to be a leader at this point.
And
she needs some help.
She needs to lift up the people under her more.
And that's going to be Jake's problem too. Jake's not going to do that. He's going to be, because again.
Or she needs to follow the Kate Chastain model of treating it kind of unemotionally until something goes wrong. And then still be unemotional about it and have that face that says, but why wasn't this done? And then she turns off, so you can't argue really with her.
Does Kate Chastain ever cry on Below Deck?
Yeah, but it's all crew related. Okay. It's all crew drawn. She doesn't cry much. She's the queen of the seas. And the thing about it is, I'm excited for you to see her because she handles the guests in a completely different way than these stews, the chief stews that you've seen. She's not going to be overly sing-songy like Heather or like, what can we do for you, like Katie. She's just like, here's what we're going to provide. Oh, I'm so sorry about it. But you can tell she's holding a little back of herself, and it's so fucking professional. I respect the fuck out of her.
One day, somehow, we're going to meet her, and you're going to freak out.
She lives in Florida.
We're not going to meet her for a while. We can't go to COVID yet. Florida.
Can't go to COVID yet.
I meant to say Florida.
It's getting better for them.
It is getting better.
I will say that. Anyway, was it mine who's next?
I think it's your turn, actually, because I talked about Heather saying go fuck yourself.
So I think we have the Hawaiian luau, you guys, which is fun. And Heather talks about being Hawaiian and how to eat I guess it's like a Hawaiian version of a taco with the leaf. And she's doing well. It's a good day. And
Hawaiian food is good.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
A lot of rice, a lot of heavy meats.
We had some sissies come to our live show
from Hawaii.
Motherfucking Hawaii.
Tommy and her husband. Yes. Sissy Tom.
And Poodle said, oh, are you staying long? And they said, nope, we're going back tomorrow. I hope they use points.
Me too.
Bless them. But anyway.
Hope they went to Ono Hawaiian barbecue while they were here.
No, they shouldn't. No.
Y'all.
No.
Ono Hawaiian barbecue.
You're talking about that one on Wilshire?
It's a chain.
That place, I went there once. And
it's,
you know,
good.
When you take one bite of something and you go, I'm going to shit my pants just for this one bite. And you don't eat anymore?
Yeah.
Guess what I did?
The katsu chicken isn't bad.
No. It's like going to What is the Japanese place? It's horrible. Yoshinoya. Yoshinoya.
Yeah.
You go there once.
I shit myself after Yoshinoya too.
Carl, I don't think they like our Chinese place, Yoshimomo's. That's our favorite.
Yoshimomo.
Maybe that's why I always get the trots after I have the teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
Shooter. Go get mama's cough drops. I'm feeling a little sick. Go get my Ludens. Shooter. Go get them. Go get them.
Shooter never goes, by the way.
No.
Never gets
Shooter
them.
Shooter's never got up.
It's one of those dogs in a cart. Back legs don't work anymore.
It's rolling.
God, I have so... Every time I see a dog in a cart, my heart swells.
We were out to dinner once.
Oh,
you
my
and me
God.
And
I lost my mind.
And I thought it was cute, but it was like...
That is a triumph of spirit.
Jake completely lost himself in it and got so emotionally connected to this dog.
I can watch videos of dogs with their back legs in carts.
It got him very emotional.
Because think about it is, they don't even think twice about it. They're not depressed about their
fate.
They're
happy to be here.
They're happy to be on that cart and going.
They are. We could learn a lot from animals.
Think about that, y'all. When you have a day, think, I'm going to channel the energy of a dog in a cart.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're making a full circle mother poodle moment and telling them they could have no arms or no legs?
Maybe, but I'm using it in a more inspirational way.
You are.
Y'all, if you're having a bad day, be that dog with its legs in the cart.
Yes. Be a shooter.
Be a shooter.
Be a shooter.
Channel your inner shooter.
Channel your inner shooter. You know what? But while you ponder that, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I'll just say one little thing before we go on. Eddie has a talk with Raina because Raina is she's saying
pouting,
he's saying now Jake did say you need to pull your weight. You need to pull, and I will say
he said that. Yes, he did, because she was like whistling. And
I will say, whistling, you guys, does give the image of, I'm just out biding my time, like Steamboat Willie.
Well, what Jake was feeding off, he was feeding off of her energy,
yep.
And Raina's having the chip on her shoulder,
yep.
But then she's one of those people that's like, Raina, what's wrong?
Nothing. And she can't separate her attitude from her work.
No.
And that gets on Jake's nerves.
It does get on Jake's nerve.
And so then you guys, he says, you're not pulling your weight. And then she says, and this is something you should not say to your superior officer, rethink the way you're talking to me.
I couldn't believe she said that.
I'm surprised. Now, again, I'm comparing the South African meatheads.
Y'all, that would have been a shouting match with one of those. I promise you. Because of the way South African culture deals with women.
And that's what this is about, is she has no, she doesn't have any respect for his authority at all.
Well, she just made out with him. And so she talks to Eddie, and Eddie says, Jake's delivery isn't good. He's like, well, I just got to tell you, it's a new thing for him. And he kind of, he hears her, but he shuts her down and says, you know, he's your superior officer. If you have a problem, come to me. And I can, and or and I can try to help you with that. He's like, but give him a chance.
And he said it was a good, I'm trying to remember what, I didn't write it down, but he basically said something like, can you take some of what he's saying?
Yes.
Or I forgot the way he worded it.
I cannot tell you how much better of a leader he is now than that, even last season.
Let's just talk, this kind of jumping ahead, but I didn't know anything that, it's a flashback. Yep. So, this is his, he wasn't on Below Deck last season. He was. But he had, I guess it's season 9. So he was gone, though, from the boat for five years. From boating altogether?
No, from this boat.
But he did that because, so like...
He fucked up with Rocky. He slept with Rocky in the laundry room. Oh. And some sissies reminded this. I completely blocked this from my memory, I think. He denied it to everybody. He made her look like she was lying.
Really?
Yeah.
And then he had a girlfriend at the time back home.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, he admits this, and he says, and I kind of think, I think this might have been producer initiated, because that's always been a thing people dog Eddie about. Fucking Rocky.
Like, let's bring this up and talk about it.
Or maybe Eddie wanted to do it.
So he can put a bit nail in it.
Yeah. And however, I just wish.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, this sounds
this is not the time.
Remember when I said
we kind of have a hard out today?
I won't do it because I did Porn Granny at the live show, and you were, at one point I was doing it, and you were just, I could tell you were just looking at my tongue going back and forth, and that's all you could see.
No, I was, you started doing the motions, and I realized we'd gone off the rails.
It really physically embodied her. It was an experience for me.
If I have my way, we will never do that character in a live show again.
Well,
I think it's too much.
Sissies, come at me if you enjoyed it.
No, I did not like it.
I think they enjoyed it.
I was full body dry heave to it. So, anyway, I just wish that they would have, he would have said, yeah, I feel bad about what I did to Rocky too. That would have been so, or, you know, I was an asshole. I lied about that. And that was not right. I want to be a different person from there. Didn't really. He did say I feel bad with what I did to my girlfriend, but he did. He lied about it about doing it, which was shitty, really shitty. When I said I've always been an Eddie fan, I'd forgotten about that.
Ah,
yeah. I guess because it's been 5 seasons ago. Because you know you remember the good things mostly. I don't know. I think Eddie in general is a good guy.
Some people do. Some people only remember the bad things. I think you and I both tend to remember the good things more.
So anyway, that's my this idea about Eddie.
Okay. What was my next one? Okay. My next
Also, they made a lot of money on tips. $20,000.
Yeah, they made a lot of money on tips. They did have a it's gonna come up again, so they did have a not so great docking.
Yeah, the fenders.
The fender.
And that supposedly was Wes's issue.
But I'm just saying, I'm bringing this up because I'm only saying this for people that don't watch the show. We can tell, like, in, I think, next episode, something happens again. So shit's going to go down about that. But it was, I enjoy, what I said, what my teabag is I enjoy when Captain Lee gets pissed off because he's just...
God damn it.
Yeah, it's a God damn it.
Fucking damn it.
Motherfuck. I love
that. Motherfucking boat.
He kind of all keeps it together, but he gets just so pissed, but it's still this restrained piss.
You can almost hear the salt water in his voice. Yes.
Does he ever get so irate? Like, does he ever throw something or like... punch a wall or like
no he would never punch a wall
yeah I don't I, think he would do
that. I but don't like, think he's ever thrown he Captain Lee when he's mad at the crew he gets very quiet and deliberate
because I bet getting mad at the crew is way different than getting mad at a charter he's like fuck it they're gone
right
but his crew
no, he's yelled at the crew before He's yelled at the crew, especially if something is with the safety of the boat. He's just a fucking good captain. He's always thinking about the safety of his crew and the charter guests and the boat. That's his first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lead with that intention, mm-hmm. it's hard to be petty. It's hard to be like someone else we know who also captains a boat in the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to put yourself first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Constructive criticism. You got to lead.
But yeah, we're talking about Captain Sandy. By the way, y'all, don't forget we're going to be doing a live show in Chicago and New York. But in our New York show, we mentioned this before, but we're doing a show on Friday and Saturday, and Crappins is doing a show.
Watch what Crappins
is doing a show on
the Crappies. Thursday.
They're doing the Crappies, and so you can make a whole trip of it. We just want to let everybody know. Also, I don't know if you saw this. This is totally a gay sidebar. Did you see that Lindsay Hubbs sent us a message on Instagram?
What?
So I had a picture of one of our sissies that we took at the live show that wore a Who's Tracy shirt.
We have to have her on the podcast.
And I tagged, she hasn't responded yet. I tagged Lindsay, and I just was like, and on it, and she responded, she's like, what does this mean?
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
And so I had to write,
stop.
And I was like, we love you. This is a reference from last season when you were talking to Luke and y'all were working things out. And then he got a text and you said, who's Tracy? Which is like your way of saying, bitch, you better don't. And I said, it was hilarious. We love you. And I kind of like left it at that. I said, I told her, you're the best thing on Summer and Winter House. So she hasn't responded yet. We'll see.
But she's floored.
Now she knows who we are.
She's my favorite person.
She's my favorite person.
In the entire Summer House, except I really want to fuck Carl. But
oh, yes.
She's the reason why I watch Summer House.
Oh, yeah.
And Winter House.
So who knows?
And I love Paige, but and I love Craig and Austin on this, but goddamn, I love Hub House.
Yeah. Anyway,
I was on the Hub House fence for a while, but y'all, there's no one who's unapologetically themselves without any pretense.
She has no idea how funny she is.
None.
I
would ask her to be on the podcast, but I don't know if she would be able to make fun of herself. I don't know.
I don't know if she can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what who's Tracy.
She didn't even know what it meant. She's like,
"That
what does
is
this mean?
So Lindsay."
I know. It made me love her more.
All right, let me get to this. So I want to say you can tell Fraser's still being shady as fuck because he's saying, "How old do we think Heather is?"
That's it. That's the whole like he's trying
it
to
is
just
shady
take
as
her
fuck.
Down, and that is a kind of like insecurity that I can't stand.
I agree.
I
feels misogynistic.
Yes, yeah. I don't have time for it. Y'all, if you think that gay men can't be misogynistic, gay men, straight men use misogyny as a tool to take down women. It's not okay.
Culture is misogyny.
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, that's uplifting. Keep going, queen.
It's like Jenny in that last thing. Yay. Sorry, everybody.
I thought about that last night. I thought,
yay.
She doesn't know submit told the lawyer to pull the application.
What's your next one? I just have a long, I want to talk about all the gay stuff.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about I want to talk about the dinner. And they're playing Jenga and all that kind of stuff.
This is a bad idea.
However, they ask Raina again, the shit stirrer. That's why Raina is good, because she's going to stir the pot. And they're all playing games. And finally, Raina, this is honestly classic. I want to say just poodle, but it's also a classic Maddie move where we start a game and say, oh, let's all play this. And then we kind of say, fuck the rules, and we just do what we want to do.
Yeah, I do that 10 minutes in.
Yeah, so I would take maybe 20 to 30 minutes, but eventually I'd be like, you know what? Forget these questions.
Let's just ask questions.
Wes, who do you want to make out
who
with?
Who do you want to fuck?
And put him on the spot. But when Raina or Wes looked at Jessica, that I'm couple, I'm not, whatever. But when the way he looked at her and smiled and then he winked at her and I went, ooh.
You know, I'm going to ask you now, stop trying to make Wes happen. I know there's not anybody on this bus or this boat who you're viscerally attracted to.
I'm going to let you,
you can have him if you want.
I'm just saying.
It's just.
It's coming around for me.
I'm going to ask you, like Raina says, I need you to rethink your
I don't know.
Your,
he's got a nice that. Smile. I think it'd be good. Definitely a good
he's
boyfriend.
He's boiled
Dick.
Potatoes.
Well, maybe
but
he'll
I'm
come
just,
around.
I'm wanting you to think about what we think about reality shows, though. That he's just nothing as far as reality shows go. He's a warm body with a penis.
Oh, yeah. I agree. He's not, you know, but maybe he's able to be, he's a potato to Raina's sriracha or to Jake's, you know, dill relish.
So you would put dill relish on a potato? I don't think this is working.
No, potatoes and dill usually go together, but
I'm
not
relish.
I'm
asking you to have some
Wait,
perspective.
Are we in a Barefoot Contessa episode? What's happening?
I don't know. I just think, I don't think you have context at who you're finding attractive.
Maybe.
So, y'all, let's talk about the gay stuff. Jake, you're like, okay, give someone a lap dance. Y'all, you have everyone to choose from.
Yeah.
He chooses fucking Eddie. Not only does he lap dance him, he holds his legs up and fucks him in the ass metaphorically and physically.
And he wasn't even like kind of dancing on
Eddie
top of you.
Eddie was actually uncomfortable.
Jake actually rubbed his butt on Eddie. Similarly, the way I did to someone's husband on the party bus of our live show, I did give him a lap dance, but that was because he asked for it.
Yeah.
Okay. In his eyes.
Yeah. And then pushed you away.
And then he started to say no, and I just shoved my hand over his mouth.
Consent's important.
His wife loved it.
That's all that
but
matters.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when he was actually rubbing his ass on his crotch.
The next thing, y'all.
Lots of interior rooms were needed to be
oh,
had.
Oh, yeah. It was so fucking hot.
It was.
Part two of that was when Fraser is talking to Jake, and he's like, well, you know, who am I going to get? He's like, well, I don't have much choice. Maybe one of the guests. And Jake's like, well, you got all the choices. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, and Jake's like, oh, I just thought you were very kempt. What? You couldn't tell that blouse was a mincing, prancing queen?
Which makes Jake even hotter to you.
Oh my God, he's so hot
and
to
me.
And
did you see kind of the excitement and curiosity in Jake's eyes when he found out
why?
He was gay?
Y'all, I'm not saying that Jake is bi. I think probably he's in the middle. I think he calls himself straight, but he can be a little fluid. But y'all, I've interacted with men like this. And they are my favorites.
Like, does it usually end well, Poodle?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It ends up with me thinking there's something more than they. I weirdly get emotionally invested in straight men who are making emotional bonds with me because I find it's so refreshing because it doesn't happen. Because I didn't have very emotional bonds with straight men growing up.
Yeah, I get that.
And so it's some part of my childhood that's being healed, and I always kind of fall for them a little bit.
Yeah, you know, one piece that was, I mean, it's been said before, but she said it very well. Oprah said to Adele in that interview she talked about, she said, we all are kind of our biggest childhood wound. We're looking to fill that wound
totally.
In relationships.
Amen.
And I agree. Yeah, that's an amen.
But
that was really hot when they were talking. Jake was like, oh, okay.
And I could see him, and that's happened to me, and I felt that same response. I'm like, I would all over. The rest of the charter, I would be in love with, just like Fraser is.
Yes.
Now.
And so, y'all, then they get into the hot tub, and they're having all this fun in the hot tub. I guess it was appropriate, but at one point, like, Eddie, like, picks up Heather and like throws her in the hot tub, and I didn't think anything was appropriate about it. He called his girlfriend when he got to his bed, and she was not happy with
no,
it.
No, she was not happy with it.
Also, you're not gonna think this, but y'all, Eddie's a little soft in the middle.
He is a little.
He's kind of got the hottest body to me.
He's
I know Wes is like banging tight, and Jake is like
muscular, but a little like kind of like just smooth.
He's bad boy looking.
But Eddie is like, ooh.
You would have you would have loved season two, Eddie, or like season four, season five, Eddie. I can't remember.
I probably will.
Yeah. His hair has always been questionable. It's a lot better this season.
Good, yeah.
Than his kind of weirdly coiffed Bob's Big Boy that he's had before.
When he came out of the hot tub and kind of patted his belly, I was like, ooh, I'm into this.
You love a soft in the middle.
I do.
You never hear about
it. I do.
So there's a three-way kiss. I was upset the camera did not really get in there. I did not see the two men kiss.
Wait. What the fuck
did
you want? No, what did you want? Like a mini drone to fly up under the water?
I needed to be like that scene in American Beauty when those girls, or no, sorry.
Not American Beauty. In
Cruel Intentions. When Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair literally lip lock for a minute and the camera zooms in. That's what I wanted for those two boys. And I'm still upset that I didn't get it.
You wanted... when the cameraman from Sean Cody gets on his back under the floor and is panning up at some guy's ass crack getting pummeled.
That was the golden age.
That's what you want.
That was the golden age.
Hey, could you stop fucking so hard? You're getting lube on my lens. Lube clean.
Camelot lost. It's like the Kennedys.
True.
What we lost. We now know what we lost.
We do know what we lost.
We had it all. Just like Bogey and McCall, starring in our own TV show, Sean Cody in the early aughts.
Wow. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But
y'all, if you were gay or if you looked at gay porn, if you were a woman who looked at gay porn, you know that was our golden time.
It was.
Now we look around and it's just incest and like just like beat up people who like DV violations.
It's not great.
It's not good.
It's not good anymore.
It's not good.
I will say that again, y'all, of course, Raina instigated it. So Raina's one like, you guys kiss.
Exactly. That's basically, there's one
but
little thing
do,
at the
kiss.
End.
And you can tell after they kiss, I just want to say, y'all, Fraser is totally like,
his brain is scrambled.
He's
like
scrambled
mine would be.
Because Raina gets pissed. Why does she get pissed at Jake again? Oh, because they're
the
drunk
end.
And they're eating. They find out Jake has a girlfriend.
He's like, I'm sort of engaged. It is very George Costanza talking to Marissa Tomei, going, well, the truth is, I'm kind of engaged, and she decks him.
And Raina gets pissed off about it, but what Jake doesn't realize, Fraser's more intrigued now.
Oh, totally. Fraser is me right now.
Yeah,
what can I do to fuck this up?
Fraser,
how can I
you.
Get in there and mess this shit up?
This is true.
Oh, God, this was me in my late 20s. Oh, God.
Little early 30s,
God.
Too, if we're
little
being
bit,
honest.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's going to crash and burn. But, y'all, I'm calling. I still say Jake and Frasier are going to fuck. I think they're the people that are going to fuck out of this.
Stop.
I really do think.
Stop.
Maybe Jess is totally going to let Wes fuck her, too.
I think she'd be too much of a cold fish. They would make out. They wouldn't fuck.
I don't think Wes would fuck her. I think he would be more timid to do it. But I think Jess would totally let him do that.
What do you mean, let him?
Would be okay with him fucking.
Yeah, but
I think
Wes
might say no.
Yeah.
I actually think he might. Yeah.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show already. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. You can find our merch. You can go to our Linktree link for get information about our live shows. And if you want to see kind of what happened in the live show, be sure to check out our Instagram.
We're going to be posting pics.
We have already some videos. Someone posted a video and I posted a poodle showing his shoulders.
I don't really remember that.
Yeah.
I think that was after someone gave me a little fifth of Maker's Mark.
You were just drinking it on the bus. And I was like, okay.
It got a little messy.
Y'all, we're normally not doing the party bus. So
no.
Don't. A, because it wasn't cheap. And secondly, because normally the venues will have alcohol.
I can't be in a place where someone gives me alcohol and because I'm just going to drink it all.
Also, if you get too rowdy, if you get too drunk at intermission, then you talk in the show and Poodle tells you to shut the fuck up in the middle of the show, which is what happened.
That happened, and I'm not sorry about it, and I will do it again.
Oh, Poodle.
It sounded harsh at the time, but I'm going to do it.
It's
I don't care.
With love.
Not really.
Anyway, show. But
not really.
We are excited, though. That got us pumped up to get out and see y'all, though, because we do love our sisters.
I'm like Clubhouse that way.
You are.
Who's Tracy?
I know. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining and listening. Until next time.
We tell you, anchors are gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.